Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
Time now for Going Places here on KNKX. If you go to Africa and venture out to Madagascar, then keep going east, you'll find a small island nation called Mauritius. About 1.3 million people live here, and it's often held up as an example of a peaceful, diverse paradise. KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley recently met a man named Avi Irish while they were both working aboard a river cruise in Europe. Irish grew up in Mauritius and is part of the country's Hindu majority. He tells us about visiting the islands.
I've never been to the Mauritius Islands, Avi, so I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit about what there is to see and what are some of your favorite things about your homeland.
It's a small island whereby you have a diversity of nationalities. Hindus, which have been brought from India, all around from India. African people, which has been brought from Tanzania, Mozambique, Zimbabwe. And we also have certain people which have been brought from China as well. So in Mauritius, basically, you have a diversity of nationalities and cultures.
And as you were saying earlier, living in peace.
Everybody is still living in peace and harmony. That's the beauty of the island.
I mean, you have a history of being colonized by the British and the French. Is that correct?
Yeah, we used to be governed by the French first, and there was a battle in 1810 where they lost the battle with the British. The British took over. We were ruled by the British over 38 years and then got the independence in 1968. And that's one of the main reasons which explains why we speak both French and English fluently.
And how many islands make up the Mauritius Islands?
Mauritius on its own is an island, and then we have 18 small islands which is uninhabited by people but still owned by Mauritius. But you can go for a camping, you can go to do barbecues, you can go to hang around. It's all beautiful.
So if I was going to go out to dinner with you there and we wanted to have something really traditional, really good, what would we be dining on?
We are surrounded by an ocean, so seafood is a priority in Mauritius. So we have fresh lobsters, which you can be choosing in the pond, and then you make the lobsters the way you want it. Thermidor, just plain grill with butter, however you like it, that's your choice.
I suppose that there's all different types of food there. I mean, there's a very large Indian population. You said Asian population. You mentioned African from the southern part of Africa. So you're really finding all those different specialty dishes from that area. Is there one your family makes or something that you love?
Yes. Traditionally, Indians, they know something. If you ever heard about it, is biryani. It's made up with rice and stuff inside with a beautiful chicken inside, and then they use one of the most expensive spices in the world, the saffron inside. So that's something traditional. The Chinese, of course, they are well known for pad thai noodles, and there's a specific place, we call it Chinatown in Mauritius, where you go to enjoy all these beautiful things.
Avi, it sounds like a paradise.
There's certain place on the island where you can even swim in the open ocean with the dolphin, and you're swimming along with them. You go scuba diving, you experience in the north different variety. In the north is different, on the west coast is different, on the south coast is different.
How would you actually get to the Mauritius Islands if you're coming from North America or even Europe?
90% of the guests coming to Mauritius go through Dubai and come down to Mauritius, because we have all the flights such as Emirates Airline, Singapore Airline, we have all the flights that we even have now from Germany. We have Lufthansa coming down to Mauritius.
Avi, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me today, and I wish you, you know, all the best, and all the best to your family as well.
Thank you very much. Pleasure was all mine.
That was Avi Irish speaking with KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley about his home country of Mauritius. Matthew is the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions on Bainbridge Island. You can find previous episodes of Going Places on our website, knkx.org.